got even better. That's right. Seattle Sutton's now offers delivery directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com. That's SeattleSutton.com. Or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis.
A show business icon is coming live. The St. Louis International Film Festival presents An Evening with Jerry Lewis.
Ordinarily, I do not like to deviate, but I've been a deviant for some time.
Jerry Lewis, Saturday, November 12th at the Family Arena. An evening of jokes, songs, and incredible stories from a lifetime of show business.
I'm not well. Do you have a mic on?
Tickets available at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com.
I think I'm crazy. You're paying.
The Cirque Musica Holiday Spectacular is coming to your city. A fun-filled family holiday event featuring the cast of Cirque Musica, together with all-time favorite holiday songs performed by a live orchestra. Journey into a world of high-flying adventure with amazing aerialists, acrobats, hilarious hijinks, and holiday cheer, too. Together with your favorite holiday hits performed live with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. December 15th, 7:30 p.m., the Family Arena. Tickets on sale at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com. Presented by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call them at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. They're now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The expression was, it seems too good to be true.
That is the expression, yeah.
But if you say, it's too good to be true, that means it's not true. Is my mic on?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
Why would you bring that up?
I'm sorry. I didn't know my mic was on.
So
his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
milk out of my nose.
Oh, yeah, that happens. That happens sometimes when you're listening to this segment.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area, and when I tell you what they do and what they've done for thousands of people, you're going to say, well, that sounds too good to be true. And I'm not going to say to you, well, it's too good to be true, because if I said that, that would mean it's not true. So I would say it sounds too good to be true. So a little lesson in writing here. But it is true. They have helped thousands of people say goodbye to pain with an insert, an arch support. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
All right. Let me see who today they have assigned to the control board. It's written down here. They wrote it down for me. Hey, Eon the Peon.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. That's me.
That's you. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Chase, and they are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a great time to talk to Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how is it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy says that he's been working as a little lab in his house. Not a dog, but a laboratory, and he works on inventions and stuff. He says he's come up with something that, let's say you're dating and you're begging and begging your girlfriend for sex. And she just keeps saying no, 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 no matter how hard you plead or how hard you try. He has something he says will work every time if you just get them to eat a little bit of it. It's called please what?
Cheese.
Please cheese.
Please cheese.
Huh. Yeah, instead of just begging and pleading, give them some please cheese. You don't have to say please anymore. They'll just go, let's go to bed, just like that. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Good luck with that. I like it. I think it sounds great.
Yeah. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra? That boy's got a lot of great products coming on the market.
Yeah, he does.
He sure does. There'll be a whole rack, the Rat Boy rack. We're brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. Now, this sounds too good to be true, but it's not too good. It is true. It's an insert. Well, two. You know, one for each foot. Or arch support, if you want to call it that. So here's how this works. You have pain, especially pain in your feet, but it could be other places. It could be knee, back, neck, headaches. You go to the Good Feet Store, no appointment. You just take a seat. If there's somebody ahead of you, I don't think anybody waits that long. And someone, hopefully very nice, will say, so, what brings you in here? Where are you experiencing pain? And you tell them. And they're going to ask you to stand on a like a piece of carbon paper type thing in your socks. And when you step off, you will see the impression that your foot left. It's interesting to see the difference. You ever walk on the like sand on the beach and look at other people's footprints? And so you can tell how they walk. You can tell if they duck walk or if they're pigeon-toed. They can tell a lot from that impression of your foot. And they can see if you are putting all the weight on the outside of your foot, the outer edge, too much on the heel of your foot, too much on the ball of your foot. And they'll make a slight adjustment with an insert. And when they do, what the reaction they're going to look for from you is this. Ooh, wow. You get up and walk around and you go, I can tell the difference. That pain is gone. It's greatly alleviated. That's what they want. That's what they're looking for. It doesn't take long. You're not going to be in there that long. And you're going to know if this is the answer or not. For thousands of people, it has been. They're all over the United States in the St. Louis area. There are two. There's one on Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The incredible Good Feet Stores. Incredible's not in their name. I just called them that. It's the Good Feet Stores. For no real reason, last night, I'm watching the reaction as President-elect Trump is speaking, and I watched it again this morning as Hillary was speaking. And they cut to the audience, and they're applauding, and I was thinking, who started clapping? Who decided this is a way to say, I like what you're doing. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Smack your hands together. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
It could have been, I don't know, does it have to make a noise? I guess it does. So yeah, what else could you have done?
Can't be a silent. You want,
no. And you can't force yourself to, what if passing gas had been a sign of pleasure? But you just can't make yourself do that. Hey, that's a great joke.
Yeah, you can't. No, you can't.
So I guess most everybody can do that. Even if you have one hand, you can hit your thigh or something. I just think that's interesting. We'll never know who started clapping, who started that. And then how did it catch on? That's the stuff I would like to know. But we never will, so it drives me crazy. The newspaper business is at a tremendous disadvantage. Radio, TV, even, have a great advantage over newspaper and social media. And there's no better example of that than this morning. Unfortunately, the newspaper has to go to press, as they say. And a lot of times I feel kind of bad for newspapers. Here was the headline this morning. I walked out, picked up USA Today, took the rubber band off, opened it up, and it said, Trump's strengths make for a close contest.
What?
Now it's over. But they don't get to say that till tomorrow. So when it's almost, 48 hours old, the paper we'll finally have a headline that says, it's old news by then. And there's really nothing, no way around that, except you go to their, their online site. And of course, then it's updated. But I had a teacher a million years ago, and for some reason that stuck with me. He said, if you're going to get in the newspaper business, you have to find a way to deal with the fact that you only come out once a day. And I've noticed in the sports section, did you ever see like World Series game runs late?
Yeah.
I feel bad for them because the next morning, front page of the sports section.
No, they don't have the score.
It's something like, Well, if the Cubs do pull it off, well, they did. It's over already. What else? What else is going on here? We mentioned this story, I think, yesterday, but I want to talk a little more about it, and I'll tell you why. It's the guy in Tennessee, Columbia, Tennessee, who went hiking with his family and was bitten, but he was bitten by a snake that had been decapitated. He had picked up a boat oar and severed this rattlesnake's head, and then he was going to just goof around.
So that's a smart thing to do. Step one. That was okay, good.
Yeah, phase one, smart. Yes. Chop the snake's head off.
Yes.
And he said his kids wanted to see the body. So when he reached down to pick up the body of the snake, the head, which was right there next to it, bit him. Yeah. It was not even connected to the body. But I think that venom is in little pouches behind their fangs. So he got bitten by a decapitated snake. Now, the other reason I want to mention it again is down toward the end of this article.
Idiot.
Yeah. Napoleon. That's what I say. They say you do not make a cut or suck the venom out. Now, let me tell you something. Peon's not old enough to know this. Dan is. We were told our entire lives that you make a little X cut and you suck out the venom before it gets in the bloodstream.
Yeah, and they always showed that, especially on Western movies.
And they had it in little first aid diagrams at school.
Yeah.
They'd show you cut an X, take a pocket knife. Yes, in Western movies.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, you're going to be okay now.
Yeah.
Sucked out the venom. They say, no, don't do that. So another case of all the years we were misled and told to do something that really does nothing, I guess. In Manhattan, Kansas, there's a college student who, his name is Hunter Jobbins. You know, if I were his parents, just for cruelty, I'd have named him Blow.
Yeah.
Hunter Jobbins told the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper, that he left his car unlocked and he had a Kit Kat bar. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, that was excellent.
He had a Kit Kat in the cup holder. ran into his dorm, and when he came back, it was gone, and somebody had left a note that said, "I love Kit Kats, so I checked your door. It was unlocked. I didn't take anything other than the Kit Kat. I'm sorry and hungry." So he tells that to the local paper. They ran the story, and the makers of Kit Kat sent him, it was like 4,000 Kit Kat. It filled his car.
Oh, my goodness.
And this reminded me of the story. When I was on Kix 104, Dan, you worked there. That's one of the many places where you were fired.
Yeah.
On the air one day, I mentioned that the guy I worked with, the Reverend Mike Anderson, we were just talking about what's the best cookie, Oreo cookie, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, for a long time, my favorite thing was those Hostess cupcakes, the real ones with the squiggly white stuff, and I'd eat the icing off the top. And he said, "I've never had a Hostess cupcake." And I said, "What?" And he said, "No, I've never tasted a Hostess." I said, that's almost impossible. That's almost like saying, never had an Oreo. Or my wife's never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I said, "Are you kidding?" He said, "No, I've never tasted them." Before the show was over, we were on in the morning, and before the show was over, during a break, the receptionist came in and said, "There's a delivery at the back of the station. The Continental Baking people dropped off 200 cupcakes."
Oh, my God.
200 Hostess cupcakes.
Wow.
And I'll never forget it, because I took home like 150 of them, and I went out and bought all the milk I could buy. It was fantastic. So that reminded me so much of that story when they brought those cups, and they were in trays, like bread trays.
Yeah.
So the guy in the truck, he was just stacking trays at the back door at the radio station of cupcakes.
You know what I like eating?
Yeah, but you can't say it on the air.
$1,000 stacks of $10 bills. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm with him.
I don't know what that means.
He likes to eat $1,000 stacks of $100 bills.
Am I missing something?
No, he wants people to bring.
You got a big stack of money.
Your humor is sophisticated. No, it's so advanced.
It went right over your.
That went over my head. Yeah, yeah. There's a noise no 20-year-old knows or identifies.
What was the first noise? What happened?
I don't know.
Was that?
I didn't press a button.
Was that the bills going through?
I've been sitting on this story a couple of days, because apparently they just finally resolved.
You better let it up. You've been sitting on it.
Oh, man.
What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
See, this was a good story, and everything was clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Everything wasn't
yeah.
Beyond.
Yeah, no, it was.
Beyond, just pass me a note while let me read it to you. Frank, I feel like everything's clicking. Everything's
man.
Going great today.
Yeah, I just thrown out that gym, that $1,000 stack gym, and then you just
and then I just drove everything.
You sank
to the
my
ground.
Battleship.
Yeah,
man, I'm sorry.
So this woman is at the it's a casino in it's near LaGuardia Airport, New York, the Resorts World Casino. She's on a slot machine, and the slot machine says printing cash ticket, and then under it says on the screen the amount, $42,949,672.76. She goes insane, and the people around her, everybody floods her, covers her, they're surrounding her, the casino people, management, they escort her off the floor, and they say, ask her to come back tomorrow, and she's thinking, well, they're going to cut a check, or they're going to stack up the cash, just under $43 million. So this is a woman who grew up in foster care. She was saving money to help her son buy a barber shop. So I'm sure she called her son and goes, "Oh, you know what? Our worries are over. I'm buying you a barber shop." She won $43 million. She comes back the next day and they go, "Sorry, the machine was broken and it malfunctioned." And they said the most this machine can even pay is $6,500. So they end up, this was last August, they just resolved all this. She gets a steak dinner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that story.
I don't think this is over. I don't think this is over.
No, if you read the small print on those machines, it's very clear in there that that says any malfunction. And that wasn't even a valid prize for that machine.
No, that machine can only award $6,500. Yeah. I don't care, though. She didn't read that.
I know, but they're very good about making
sure that...
Well, I'm going to tell
you something. She could have easily, when they came back and said, wah, wah, sorry, she could have had a heart attack or something. I don't know. Steak dinner doesn't seem like enough for me.
Did she hit a jackpot on the machine? Or
yeah.
Just...
Yeah.
See, that's the part I don't remember. I don't know if it had like the 3 sevens or whatever. You know,
it could have been a penny machine. They said she won $2.25. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever it was.
But yes, I agree. The compensation should be more than
that. That's an insult.
Yeah. I mean, those casinos make
give her 10
so
grand
much
or
money.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah. Or $500. Just.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you made it. Even that, she would have been satisfied.
No,
give you a steak dinner.
Not after you've looked at the number.
Well, I know,
million.
But you have to know that.
I know.
Once you,
I get it.
Yeah.
And you're right. She was not a wealthy person. 10 grand or something would have just thrilled her. But.
43 million.
But I see.
No, for a second, though, you have to go, oh my goodness, is this.
Yeah, well, así es la vida. That's
what?
Así es la vida.
What does that mean?
Such is life.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Así es la vida.
Or, así es la vida. Or I could say, voltaña. That's the way it goes in Chinese.
Wow. How did that go?
Voltaña.
Oh.
Yeah. Ladies, get in here, please. Or in France, if I were there, I would go, Mademoiselles, vont déjeuner consentir. That means come in the studio in French.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm fluent.
Man.
A woman goes to the door. It's a Saturday afternoon. She goes to the door and says, can I help you? And there's a man standing there. He said, yeah. He says, is Jim home? That's her husband. She says, well, may I ask who's asking? He goes, yeah. He says, I'm Tom Langford. I work, you know, with your husband. She said, no, you know, he's normally here now, but he stepped out for a couple hours. He went to the hardware store. He said, well, I guess I'd come back later. And he said, he turned to leave, and he turned back, and he said, I know this is probably inappropriate, but... You're his wife, right? I believe you said your name was, is it Jenny? She said, yeah. He said, you have magnificent breasts. She said, I beg your pardon. He said, I'm sorry, but I can't, your breasts are magnificent. Now, she doesn't know to say thank you. I mean, what's appropriate here? He goes, I know that was awkward. And he turns to leave. He turns back again. He says, listen, I know that you and your husband are having some financial difficulty. As of late, and again, this is probably inappropriate. I would give you $250 if you just let me see one of your breasts. Just take it out. She says, "Why? I've never in my." He said, $250. Just let me look at it for 15 seconds. Just well, she looks up and down the street, seeing if anybody's looking, and she thinks, "Well, we could use the money." So she plops one out. You know that sound? Yeah, there it is. And he stares at it. And he hands her $250. He turns to walk away, and he turns back again. He says, you know, if I could see them both, if I just see both your breasts, if I see I'll give you another $250. She said, well, this is absolutely... he says, I know what it is. It's inappropriate, but that's $500. She said, well, and she plops the other one out. He stares at him and just takes it all in. Here you go. He gave her the rest of the money. She has $500. He leaves. A couple hours later, her husband comes back. He says, hey, did a guy I work with come by here today? And now she's thinking, oh, my goodness, he knows. She said, well, what are you talking about? Who? He says, Tom Langford, the guy I work with. She said, no. He goes, darn it. That guy, he said he'd come by today and drop off the $500 he owes me.
Meep, meep.
All right, let's check on traffic right now. Airborne, it's Tim Wiley.
All right, got kind of a mess out here. We do have an accident on eastbound Highway 70 at Bermuda that's blocking the left lane. Highway 70 is already jammed up from the Kelvy through Cypress. Now you're going to be slow 170 out through Bermuda and maybe even a little further than that since the last time I was there. Got another accident on westbound Highway 270 near Lindbergh that's blocking the right lane and partially blocking the ramp to Lindbergh. If you're traveling on westbound 364, it is bumper to bumper from west of Bennington Place. That goes all the way out through Highway 94. Hockey traffic, eastbound Highway 40, really filling in now. Timberlake Manor up through Mason, Lindbergh in through Big Bend. We've got southbound 270. It's bumper to bumper from north of Page through Doherty Ferry. You're slow again as you approach Highway 44 up through Graboy. We had, let's see here, downtown eastbound Highway 40. That's still running slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, even coffee and snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com, and put your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
You may have seen all these national companies advertising reverse mortgages on television, but Vincent Mortgage is your local source. If you are 62 years or older and you have equity in your home, you very well may qualify for a reverse mortgage. Call 314-839-9999 today and let Vincent Mortgage help you enjoy a stress-free retirement. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Experience entertainment unlike any other on the Strip at the Foundry inside SLS Las Vegas. The intimate live music venue features talent of the highest caliber. Upcoming acts visiting the Foundry include Miss Lauryn Hill on November 12th, Lucas Graham on November 18th, and Method Man and Redman with Slick Rick on November 19th. To purchase tickets, visit foundrylv.com or the box office.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
Yeah.
When you go, let me get sober.
Let's go to Southern California. I think it's time. Let me look at the clock. Yes, it is time. Mike Evans standing by courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. If you go to Annie Gunn's, have the potato pancakes. You say, I don't like potato pancakes. Well, you'll like these. I didn't like bread pudding either till I had theirs. Annie Gunn's, one fantastic restaurant. Next door, fantastic market, the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. They sell thousands and for good reason. They're on the east end of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, and now they present Mike Evans.
There, you know, the owner of Annie Gunn's, we talked about playing golf next time I came into town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm coming into town for Thanksgiving.
You know, You mentioned that to me, and I mentioned it to him, Tom Sainert. And I said, you know, he actually wants to, he's going to come and take you up on that. And he said, you think he really will? I said, yeah. And Tom just canceled his membership at the golf club.
Oh.
You know, see, that is.
See, I know.
You're just freaking mean.
As soon as I did it,
you're just a mean man.
No, I felt bad as soon as I did it.
No, you're just mean. And Tom's such a nice guy. I mean, you're making Tom look bad.
I feel bad now.
You make me look bad, you make Tom look bad, and you're just pissing all over yourself.
I'm sorry.
I'm a little upset about
that. I'm sorry.
All right. Paco's question, name the name of definitely the best celebrity bowler. You ever bowl there, Franco?
Oh, yeah. We at, when we were at country radio, we had our own little league, and I had a custom ball and the whole thing. Yeah, still got it.
You actually played?
Yeah, haven't played for a long time, though.
Well, your Paco's question, name the name of the definitely best celebrity bowler. Who also organizes bowling leagues for actors, staff, and the entire crew. When he's shooting a movie on remote, he'll have 80, 90 people to work on the film. They'll be bowling three nights a week for several months while they're on location. Is it George Clooney, Harrison Ford, Sean Penn, or Matt Damon? Answer in just a minute. So Trump says that he has chartered a jet that'll go from LAX to JFK, pick up all of the Hollywood New York people that promised to move if he was elected to Canada, and he had the flight going from to L.A. to New York, and then to Moose Jaw, Yellowknife, Buffalo Jump, Wawa, Big Beavers, and my personal favorite, Dildo Newfoundland, Canada. Wherever they wanted to go, he was going to take care of their business.
That's a lot of choices.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of choices there. I don't know if that's going to actually work for them or not, but yeah. I thought the election was amazing. What'd you think?
I think three great speeches, Obama's speech today, her speech today, and his speech last night, they all knocked it out of the ballpark. They were all three classy, great speeches.
I agree. We talked yesterday very briefly about how in Australia is a $1,500 fine if you don't go to your polling place and actually at least sign in even if you don't vote. I think we ought to do that here.
I don't.
Why?
It would be less of a free country then if you were forced to vote. It's part of the freedom. To make the choice not to vote. No, well, you absolutely do have the right to be stupid too. It's America.
Show up. They're just saying the show up there.
Well, if you don't show up, you're going to take the time to vote and figure out what you're going to vote.
I don't want to live in a country where they make you show up.
I like Australia's law, homie. I'm telling you, that's just the kind of man I am. You people in St. Louis don't think that way. That's fine.
Okay.
Love Nuggets is
true.
There's trouble in paradise between Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. The storybook marriage has hit a major snag because Keith's all of a sudden fascination with Scientology.
Well, I can't wait to tell my wife this because I have told her for a while that Urban Kidman thing is not going to last much longer.
Well, I don't know what he's thinking because that's why Nicole left Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So, New York Post headline above a photograph of Prince Harry and his actress girlfriend Meghan Markle, who now they're talking marriage. New York Post headline screams, U.S. actress finds her prince charming. That is so beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, Meghan is in the TV show Suits. She also was in Horrible Bosses. She went to Northwestern University. Her father worked on Married with Children. However,
and there's always a however in life.
This Megan's own family says she's a gold digger, nothing less than a gold digger. Her sister is in a wheelchair. Says that Meghan turned her back on her friends and her family. She only associate with rich people now.
Wow.
I don't think that's a good thing. Our date in history, we don't have to go back too far. November 9th, 2016, 12:01 this morning. Donald J. Trump elected 45th President of the United States.
Was it actually announced at 12:01?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
There you go. And finally, on our broadcast.
Oh, no.
I know, St. Louis. You hate to hear it come to an end.
Yeah.
Name the name became definitely the best celebrity bowler. Also organizes bowling leagues with his actor staff and entire crew when he's doing a movie on a remote. They'll play three times a week. They'll bowl three times a week, 80 to 90 of them. George Clooney, Harrison Ford, Sean Penn, or Matt Damon.
I'll go Matt Damon.
Damon.
I happen to have an inside track here and know that his full name is Sean Bowling Penn, so I'm going to go Sean Penn.
Well, see, that ridiculous,
that's funny is what that
absurd,
is. No, that's funny. It's called funny.
Asinine comment.
That's called funny.
You know, that's not called funny.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's called stomach pump.
Sean Bowling
called.
Penn.
So let me explain something to you. You were two for two going into the day.
I blew it
but
today.
But because you pulled out this ridiculous peeing on yourself thing, you missed. You should have gone with the boys. Matt Damon was Maverick 177. See, you get a little joke in, but it cost you your perfect record, huh?
I know.
Everybody in St. Louis, have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Mike Evans. Shoot!
When will he ever learn?
177.
Yeah. You're talking to peon.
Yeah.
Come
he
on.
Thinks he's a...
What is your average? Two?
Right now, it's probably about a 195.
Hey. Like Dan, like you're a great bowler? I think my average
last
is like,
year I ended with a 211. That was my highest ever.
I think when I played, I had like a 140 or so. Is that pretty average, I think?
Yes.
Last time I bowled, and I had to use an alley ball. I have a fingertip ball, but last time I bowled, I used an alley ball.
You said that.
Two games, back-to-back, 200.
How do we know if that's even true?
I have witnesses.
We can't. You can't prove it. We can't disprove
it. I'll take you out and we'll bowl. We'll bowl, mister.
Okay, I believe you.
That's how you end it, yeah.
Okay, I believe you now. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. We leave you with a reminder to consider doing a smart thing with our longest running advertiser, that is American Equity Mortgage. And that smart thing is this. Of course, if you need a mortgage, they're there for you. But if you're a homeowner, whether you own it outright or you have a mortgage with them or someone else, please, 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 just this is common sense. If you're under the debt umbrella of credit cards and you feel like you'll never get out, well, you practically never will if you keep making minimum payments. You don't have to do that. They'll show you how to get that paid off. You still owe the money, but you're actually going to pay back a lot less because you're paying so much less in interest. Here's the other thing. As a homeowner, you need money for something. Medical bill, didn't cover, insurance didn't cover it, a wedding, whatever. Same thing. American Equity Mortgage. Here's their website. It's easy. It's as easy as the name. AmericanEquity.com. And the number you don't want to confuse with any other, 314-878-9999.
All right, let's get a quick final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, you've got an accident just reported now on southbound 55, the ramp to Highway 141. The accident on eastbound 70 at Bermuda, that's been moved off to the right shoulder, but traffic is jammed back to air flight. We have southbound 270 traffic not getting any better. It's still jammed up olive down through highway or to Doherty Ferry, and then from 44 through Graboy. You do have the hockey traffic coming in. You're slow from 141 through Mason. You're going to be heavy again, Spady, all the way in through Big Bend, and westbound 360. Oh, they're working with that accident also on westbound highway 270 at Lindbergh, and westbound 364 jamming up from right now the Creve Coeur Lake Bridge past the Veterans Bridge. Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires, now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airport Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95.
Half-price wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
All right, don't forget, great free legal advice from Scott Sherman tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank a police officer when you can. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Nick!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It's a big concern with who's supplying this product.
Dozens of overdoses in downtown St. Louis in the past 2 days. The public health emergency facing St. Louis tonight.
An argument between a couple leads to the death of an innocent woman. How police say the chain reaction crash happened.
Donald Trump is going to be our president.
Conceding a presidential election.
How Hillary Clinton is working with the new president-elect to heal divisions.
We are in the heart of Republican country in the state of Missouri. We'll tell you the message they feel yesterday's vote totals send.
But first at 6, Bomarito Automotive Skyfox over downtown St. Louis tonight, where police report at least 10 more overdoses from a synthetic drug in